With a bite like that, Ceratosaurus could compensate for two glaring weaknesses. He wasn't especially fast, and his claws weren't large or strong compared to other predators.
Ceratosaurus's best hope would to be get in there, take a big chunk of meat out, and get back. It would not have been good for clamping onto something, for hanging in there in close combat. Just get in there, strike, and get away as soon as possible.
Its skeletal design is sort of weak, so it's not really built for a full combat. It's really better designed to sort of slash, grab, rip, and then run away.
The forensic evidence painted an intriguing picture. Driven by thirst, a Stegosaurus and its baby moved out onto the lake bed to drink. Their compact feet slipped easily through the hardened upper crust, and they became mired in mud, an easy target. Attracted by the sounds of the struggling pair, a single Ceratosaurus arrived on the scene. Its long toes and splayed foot design allowed it to move across the upper crust without slipping through. Its target, the juvenile.
The juvenile is basically helpless. It normally relies on its mother to be able to protect it. But she's stuck up to her shoulders in mud, so she can't use her main weapon, which is her spiked tail. Like its mother, the little juvenile has spikes, but he can't move them because he's literally exhausted from trying to get out of the mud.
The Ceratosaurus moved in for the kill, biting the juvenile in one of its most vulnerable areas, behind the ribcage, directly in front of her hind legs. The mother looked on helplessly as the Ceratosaurus tore open a large gash in the juvenile's flank. We now know that by the late Jurassic, Ceratosaurus was fast becoming extinct, desperate for easy prey. The discovery of a Ceratosaurus skeleton made it clear that it hunted the lakebed for food. But there was a piece of the puzzle that experts couldn't answer.